今天早上正道的题目是在神审判人的日子。
Today's sermon topic is On the Day God Judges.
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
我们献上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Abba Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你让我们今天早上有机会来到敬拜你，又能够听到你的话语。
Thank you for letting us to have the opportunity to worship you and to hear your word this morning.
天父，你在圣经讲过，你不会让你口出的话徒然返回。
Heavenly Father, you have said in the Bible that you will not let your word return to you empty.
所以我们求你怜悯我们。
So we ask of you to have mercy on us.
求你就照着你的话成就在我们的身上。
May you accomplish your word on us.
求你今天不要让我们毫无得着的回去。
We ask of you, do not let us leave with nothing to gain.
求你叫你的圣灵引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit of Truth guide us.
帮助孩子和翻译的姊妹能够将你的话讲得清楚明白。
Help your child and the sister who interprets speak your word clearly.
又让你的话可以在我们的心中里面扎根。
Also let your word be rooted in our hearts.
叫我们的生命能够见证你的话是生命之道。
Let our lives bear witness of your word being the way of life.
求天父你听我们的祷告。
May Heavenly Father hear our prayers.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is asked in the name of Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在英国一位17世纪的牧者叫做班人约翰。
In Britain, there is a preacher in the 17th century named John Bunyan.
他在监狱里面写成一本书叫做《天路历程》，很多人都有读过。
While in prison, he wrote a book, The Pilgrim's Progress, which many people have read.
这本书当中，这位牧者曾经这样讲过。
In this book, this pastor says,
他说他见到很多的人在他一生的当中不断地去追求一些今生的事物。
He said he has seen many people in their entire life constantly chase after some things in, of this life.
他们追求这些事物的态度和表现。
Their attitude and act of chasing after these things.
就好像他们会永远在今生活着一样。
It's like that they will forever live in this life.
但是人会不会呢？
But will man live forever in this life?
有一点我们必须要弄清楚的。
There is one thing we must be certain of.
圣经已经明明地去讲出。
Bible has said it plainly.
按着定命，每个人都会有死亡和离开今生的一日。
A man is destined to die once and have a day to live this life.
而且死后每个人都要面对审判。
And after death, everyone must face judgment.
使徒保罗在罗马书用了很多的篇幅去讲出人罪的问题。
Apostle Paul in the book of Romans takes a great deal of space to point out the problems of man's sins.
因为保罗所关心的是你们永恒会在哪个地方去过。
Because what concerns Paul is where you will be in eternity.
在神审判的日子，你的结局会是怎样？
On the day God judges, what your ending is like.
所以保罗郑重地向人发出警告。
Therefore, Paul has issued serious warning to men.
对于那些仍然拒绝神，明知神会审判，但仍然一定要去做自己喜欢做的事情。
As for those who continue to reject God, who although knowing God will judge, still want to do what they desire to do.
神会任凭他们。
God will give them over.
任凭他们坚持自己自以为是虚妄的思想。
Give them over to their futile thoughts of self-righteousness.
任凭他们去放纵情欲败坏沾辱自己的身体。
Give them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for ruin and degrading of their bodies.
而对于那些自以为可以靠自己在道德上面无可指责。
As for those who think they can rely on themselves to become morally blameless.
自信就算是神都找不到他有什么过错的人。
Who are confident that even God cannot find any fault in them.
神会用真理去审判他们。
God will judge them based on the truth.
让他们知道他们自己所论断人的无论是没什么分别 一样是一个罪人。
Let them know what that they do not have difference from those on whom they pass judgment. They too are sinners.
神亦都会照各人所行的去报应各人。
God will give to each person according to what he has done.
因为神是不会偏待人。
For God does not show favoritism.
咁可能有人会问。
Perhaps someone will ask.
有啲地方嘅人冇听过福音，但系另外啲人有冇听过。
People of some places have heard the gospel, but others have not.
有啲国家嘅人可以自由去听讲道同埋听查经，但系有呢个国家嘅政府系唔准。
In some countries, people have the freedom to listen to sermons and Bible studies, but government of some countries do not allow it.
咁佢哋嘅审判会系公平嘅咩
？Will the judgment be fair？
喺我哋医院。跟我實習的學生或者跟我受訓的員工。
In my hospital, students intern with me or staffs mentored by me.
他都會跟我去看同一個病人。
They would come with me to see the same patient.
但我會清楚地告訴他們。
But I will make it clear to them.
我心目中對他們的要求是不同的。
My expectations for what they should achieve are different.
如果是學生，對他們的要求就是要他們記得他們的學院所教過的。
If for students, what they are required is to remember what they have been taught in college.
如果是現職的員工，他們的要求就不同了。
If for current employed staffs, the demand will be different.
對他們的要求是要將他們的知識、經驗和我們曾經教導過去的靈活地運用在臨床的工作上面。
They are required to apply their knowledge, experience and what have been taught by us into clinical work with flexibility.
如果已經是工作的人員，一直有上司的引導和一起去工作。
Current employed staffs have been receiving guidance from their supervisor with whom they work together.
他們工作上表現不理想，通常不是由於要求他們做一些他們不知道的事情。
If their performance is not satisfied, usually it's not because they have been asked to do something they do not know.
而是他們知道但沒有跟著去做。
Instead, it's because although they knew, they had not followed the instructions.
做學生的如果他們遇到不合格，
For students, if they encounter failure,
通常不是由于他们被要求一些他们没听过或者不知道的事情。
Very often, it's not because they have been asked to do something they have not heard about or they do not know.
而是因为他们根本没有认真理会过他们的学校教过他们什么。
Instead, it's because they do not really pay attention to what had been taught in college.
同样的。
In the same way,
保罗话神会公平地根据每一个人不同的情况去审判人。
Paul said God will judge fairly based on everybody's different circumstances.
在罗马书的第二章十二节咁话。
In the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 12 it says,
凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。
All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law.
圣经说认识神话语的人犯罪，自然就会根据神的律法被审判。
Bible says those who know God's word yet sin will naturally be judged by the word, by the law.
但对于那些未认识神律法的人，他们被审判要面对灭亡。
But for those who do not know the law of God, they will be judged and will face destruction.
不是因为他们被要求去做一些跟一般基督徒一样的事情。
Not because they are required to do the same thing that an ordinary Christian does.
而是他们没有理会过或者不肯去跟从他们心里面应该知道的。
Instead, it's because they ignore or do not follow what they ought to know in their hearts.
咁究竟有啲乜嘢佢哋嘅心里边系应该要知道嘅
？Then what is it that they ought to know in their hearts？
点解喺神审判人嘅日子，佢哋被定罪系无话可说嘅
？Why on the day God judges, they will be condemned without any excuses？
聖經在羅馬書的第二章十三節說，神稱一個人是義人。
In the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible says, God declared a man as righteous.
不是基於這個人有沒有聽過神的話。
It's not based on whether or not this person has heard God's word.
是基於人有沒有將神的吩咐實行出來。
But rather, it's based on whether or not a man has carried out God's instructions.
聖經是這樣說的。
Bible says this.
原來在神面前不是聽律法的為義，乃是行律法的稱義。
For it's not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it's those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
但一個沒有聽過神話語的人，他怎可以將神的吩咐去實行出來？
However, how can a man who has not heard God's word carry out God's instructions?
聖經說，雖然他們沒有聽過神的律法，
Bible says this, although they have not heard the law of God,
但神已經將神律法上最基本的原則和要求給人知道。
But God has made known to man the basic principles and requirements of the law of God.
首先在羅馬書的第二章十四節這樣說。
Firstly, in Romans chapter 2 verse 14, it says this.
沒有律法的外邦人，若信著本性行律法上的事，他們雖然沒有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
When Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law.
本性是指神在创造这个世界的时候，神给万物所定下的自然规律。
Nature things refer to the law of nature that God set up for all things when he created the world.
每一种的生物都各从其类的在地上发展。
Each kind of creatures are developed according to their kinds.
神所定的自然规律比被创造出来的万物在这个世界上各有它的角色和岗位。
The law of nature set by God have assigned all creatures their own roles and position in this world.
例如很多的动物当它们生了小动物之后。
For example, many animals after giving birth to their young,
没人教它，但是父亲的本性就会知道要去觅食，去喂养新生的小动物。
Without being taught, by nature, the father knows he should find food to feed the newborn animal.
而母亲就留守去保护这些小生命。
The mother will stay behind to take care of these young lives.
人的本性就是神通过自然的规律，让人知道应该怎么去行事。
Human nature is God through the law of nature makes known to man as to what man ought to do.
罗马书的第二章十四节说，当人信着这些神所定的本性去行，就是遵行着神的律法。
Romans chapter 12 verse 14 says this, when men do by nature things required by the law is regarded as obeying the law of God.
然后在二章十五节再解释这样说。
Then in chapter 2 verse 15, it makes explanation.
人的本性会行出神的律法要求。
Human nature will carry out the requirements of the law of God.
是证明神将他的律法的要求刻咗喺人的心里边。
It's to prove God has written on men's hearts the requirements of the law.
所以喺佢哋嘅心里边产生咗是非之心。
Therefore, in their hearts, they have the sense of right and wrong.
这个是非之心，英文的翻译称之为良知。
This sense of right and wrong is called conscience in English translation.
人有是非之心或者良知。
Man has the sense of right and wrong, or we call conscience.
即使人未认识神之前，都已被人类的社会所认同。
It had been acknowledged by human society even before man even knew God.
神律法的要求，例如要孝敬父母或者不可以杀人。
The requirements of the law of God, such as honor your father and your mother, or you shall not murder.
在世上很多的民族都会同意。
And many nations in the world would identify with them.
远在古代，就算一些不认识神的民族，他都会视杀人是一个罪行。
In ancient times, even those nations who do not know God regard murder as a crime.
但是当人为了自己的喜好不愿意去跟从或者不愿意去服从的时候，
However, when men are not willing to follow or to obey for the sake of their own desires,
他们不能够否定大自然的规律。
They cannot deny the law of nature.
所以他们多数去强调的就是人有选择的自由。
Therefore, what they emphasize most is men have the freedom to choose.
你有自由去选择改变自己生下来的角色。
So you have the freedom to choose and to change your born character.
虽然你的良知告诉你你所做的是错的。
Even though your conscience tells you what you did was wrong.
但人会去压制真理，埋没良知。
But men would suppress the truth and bury their conscience.
例如在自然的規律裏面，男性和女性是各有他們的本性和角色。
For example, in the law of nature, male and female each has their individual nature and roles.
在現今的社會，人可以用一些手術在人的身上面，做一些切除或者整形的手術，改變你的外形。
In present society, men can remove a part of their body by surgery or through plastic surgery can change one's appearance.
但你改变不到你细胞的基因，在自然本身你是一个男人或者是一个女人。
But what you cannot change is your cell genes, being a male or female in nature.
人可以用一些药物去改变身体中里面的荷尔蒙，令身体有改变。
Men can use some medication to change hormones in body so as to make body changes.
但你改变不到神在你身上作为男或者女的旨意和计划。
But what you cannot change is the will and the plan of God on you for being a man or a woman.
我曾经看过一个时事纪录片。
I once watched a current affairs documentary.
讲述一个女人认为自己一个人可以做一个孩子的家长。
It tells the story of a woman who believes she can become parent of a child on her own.
她不同意一定要有父亲。
She doesn't agree that a child must have a father.
所以她用人工的方法生了一个孩子。
So she gave birth to a child by an artificial way.
初初生活很理想，没什么问题。
Initially, the life was ideal with no troubles.
她也经常跟这个小孩子说，每个人有父母不是一定的。
He often says to her child,
"It's
not necessary. Everyone has a parent.
人是有权利可以去选择。
Man has the right to choose.
而我哋嘅家庭就只系有一个母亲冇父亲嘅家庭。
As a matter of fact, ours is a family only with mother without father.
当呢个孩子长大咗之后，情况就唔同。
But after this child grows up, the situation becomes different.
无论他的母亲怎么说，他仍然不断地去追问。
No matter what his mother says, he still keeps asking.
我是怎么来到这个世界的？
How did I come to this world?
我的父亲是哪一个？
Who is my father?
虽然他的母亲不断地去解释和安慰。
Although his mother continues to explain and try to comfort him.
但这个孩子不肯听，而且他的情绪变得越来越坏。
This child is not willing to listen, and his emotion is getting worse and worse.
最后在逼不得已的情况之下，
Finally, in compelling circumstances,
他只有回去从前帮助他成人的机构去求助。
He has to go back to the organization that used to assist her with fertilization and ask for help.
求职员将这个男人的资料给他。
She asked the staff to give her the information about this man.
職員當然不肯，因為這些資料是要保密的。
Surely the staff refuses the request because this information is confidential.
但最後在她苦苦的哀求底下，
But finally, at her persistent pleading,
職員在聯絡過這個男人，得到她同意之下，終於將這些資料給了她。
The staff contacted the man, and upon his consent, the staff gave her those information.
他的孩子就約見他的生理的父親。
So her child made an appointment in an attempt to meet his biological father.
在這個紀錄片裡面，這個父親最後這樣說。
In the documentary, the father finally says this.
他沒有想過他以前所做的會有今天的後果。
She never thought about what he had done in the past would cause today's consequence.
他今天已经有家庭有儿女。
Today he has had his family and children.
他没可能去接受和承认这个孩子是他的小孩子。
It's impossible for him to accept or acknowledge this child is his child.
这个小孩子虽然没说出口。
Even though this child does not speak up.
但心里面的不开心埋怨母亲所做的母亲是知道。
But his mother knew his unhappiness in his heart and resentment on what his mother had done.
但这个母亲没办法去改变自己所做的后果。
However, this mother, no way she can change the consequences of what he had done.
人不顺着本性和良知去行事。
If man does not act by nature and consciousness,
人的心底里面是知道这是错的。
In the bottom of one's heart, they knew it's wrong.
但人只会望着眼前的利益，不去想将来。
The man will only look at the immediate interest and won't think about future.
更加不会去想死了之后或者永恒会怎么过。
Nor will they consider what it is like after death and in eternity.
圣经说神对未认识神律法的人所要求的。
Bible says the demand of God for those people who do not know the law of God.
就是人要顺着本性和良知去做人。
Is that men ought to conduct themselves by nature and conscience.
但对于基督徒神又会有什么要求？
But what kind of requirement God have for Christians?
我们都可能有来参加崇拜、听讲道，甚至去参加查经的聚会。
We may have come to worship and listen to sermons or even have attended Bible studies.
但罗马书的第二章十三节告诉我们，
But the Romans chapter 2 verse 13 tells us this.
原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
圣经说神看人不是去看人参加聚会的出席率。
The Bible says, in God's sight, God does not look at how often a person attends gatherings,
而是看人生命中有没有顺着神的话去行。
But rather look at whether or not a man does what the word of God says.
而人对神话语的信服是由心里面的信所产生。
Well, man's obedience to God's word comes from faith in his heart.
未认识神话语的人，只有神的律法刻在你的心里面。
For those who do not know God's word, there are only the requirements of the law written on their hearts.
但一个基督徒，我们有圣经，有神的圣灵同在。
But for a Christian, we have the Bible and the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就应该更加的知道怎样去跟从神的话去行事为人。
Therefore, we should know more about how to conduct ourselves by obeying God's word.
一个未认识主的人心里只有是非之心和良知。
For a man who does not know the Lord, what they have in their hearts is the sense of right and wrong, the conscience.
但在基督徒心里面是有圣灵居住在当中。
But what a Christian has in heart is the dwelling of the Holy Spirit of God.
但我们有几多个时候会叫圣灵忧伤？
However, how often have we grieved the Holy Spirit?
我们的行事是顺着圣灵的引导，还是顺着自己的情欲？
When we conduct ourselves, do we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit or by our sinful natures?
未认识主的人行恶，他们会埋没良知。
As for those who do not know the Lord and do evils,They would bury their conscience.
但圣经也都提醒基督徒不要消灭圣灵的感动。
But Bible also reminds Christians, do not put out the Spirit's fire.
一个拒绝神、不愿意去服从神所定下的规律的人。
A man who rejects God, who is not willing to obey the laws of God.
他们会偏行己路，喜欢去随着自己的情欲而行。
They will go astray and they like to please their sinful desires.
基督徒当然都有自己的欲望。
Christians also have their own desires.
但保罗提醒我哋。
But Paul reminds us.
基督徒应当顺着圣灵，不要放纵自己肉体的情欲。
Christians should live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
因为你们若顺从肉体，你就必 sorry， 因为你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
但若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
所以基督徒的信是会反映在他们的行事上。
Therefore, the faith of Christian will reflect on their deeds.
单凭行善或者守神的律法，不会令人在神面前得到称义。
Merely by doing good or observing the law of God, we will not be declared righteous before God.
但一个因信得蒙拯救的基督徒，他就一定是一个会行善和守神律法的人。
But a Christian who has been saved by faith will surely be someone who does good and obeys the law of God.
然后保罗在第十六节这样说。
Then Paul says this in verse 16.
就在神藉耶稣基督审判人隐蔽事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ as my gospel declares.
保罗在这里提醒我们。
Herewith Paul reminds us.
在神藉耶稣基督审判人隐蔽事的日子。
On the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ.
是一个人不可能再有任何隐藏的日子。
It is a day when men can no longer hide anything.
亦都是一个人不可能再去呃自己呃人的日子。
It also a day when men can no longer deceive others nor themselves.
一个是就是，不是就不是的日子。
It is a day when yes be yes, no be no.
一个真就是真，假就是假的日子。
It's a day true be true, false be false.
亦都是照着我的福音所言。
Also as my gospel declares.
就是人是不是真的有一份相信，并且接受主耶稣基督为救主。
It is to say, if a man has the true faith and receives Lord Jesus Christ as Savior,
而不是好像魔鬼撒旦一样，只是纯粹接受一个客观的事实。
And not like a devil Satan who just accepts an objective fact.
基督徒因信而遵行神的律法，起码应该有三方面的表现。
Christians who obey the law of God for the sake of faith.There will be at least three aspects of manifestation.
第一方面是即使不断的有跌倒，但却是会不断的再站起来。
The first aspect is even if he may fall down multiple times, he will keep rising up.
基督徒在世上，他不会是完全不再犯罪。
A Christian while still living on earth, he is not perfect nor no longer sins.
他仍然会有跌倒失败的时候。
There will be times when he stumbles and fails.
但他会因着他对神儿子福音的信是真实的。
But because his faith in the gospel of the Son of God is real.
他会靠着神的恩典在跌倒之后再站起来。
He will rely on the grace of God and rise up again after the fall.
去学习去过信服真道的生活。
And continues to learn to lead a life of obeying the truth.
正如在尼加书的第七章第八节这样说。
As is written in the book of Micah chapter 7 verse 8.
我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀，我虽跌倒，却要起来；我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却作我的光。
Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light.
第二方面是他的信服不会因为环境遭遇而改变。
The second aspect, their obedience will not change according to circumstances and experiences.
在第三方面是他遵行神的律法，是带着一份爱，而不是出于一份责任。
The third aspect, they obey the law of God with love, not out of duty.
例如在加拉太书的第五章第六节这样说。
For example, in Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, it says this.
原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
在英文的翻译是指他的信会叫他生发出仁爱的表现。
In the English translation, it refers to a Christian who has been saved by faith, and his faith will be expressing itself through love.
一个表现当是指一种行为的表现。
Expressing refers to expressing a kind of behavior.
而这种的表现是因为人是在基督里与基督联合所产生出来的果子。
This expressing is the fruit that yields in Christ as man being united with Christ.
主耶稣基督亦都曾经这样教导过门徒。
Lord Jesus had once taught his disciples.
在马太福音的第七章十六节的上半节这样说。
In the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 16a.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
It's written by their fruit you will recognize them.
即是说从人的行事为人就可以看出他是一个什么人。
That is to say, you can tell the kind of person by looking at the way he conducts himself.
圣经说在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
Bible says, before God is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
指的是人有没有真因着信而信服真道去遵行神的吩咐。
It refers to whether or not a man obeys the true way and do what God has commanded them.
我们对主有没有一份真实的信靠信服，就是神所着眼要看到。
Whether or not we trust and obey the Lord, this is what God wants to see.
若果只是听没有相应的行动，
If merely listening but without responding actions，
在雅各书称这个这样的信是死的信。
In the book of James， such faith is called dead faith。
而使徒保罗就称这样的信是徒然的信。
And the apostle Paul called such faith is in vain。
只有对我们的救主耶稣基督有一份心灵和诚实的信靠顺服。
Only if we trust and obey our Savior Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth.
并且去持守又在我们的生命中去行出来。
And hold on to it firmly and carry out in our lives.
圣经说我们就必因这福音得救。
The Bible says we shall be saved by this gospel.
但愿信靠信服都成为我们作为一个基督徒的生活写照。
May we bear a life witness of trust and obey.
让我们一起的去唱今天的回应诗，信靠信服。
Now let's sing today's responding hymn, Trust and Obey.
让我们一起起立唱。
Please then, let's sing together.
又眼泪又泪，信靠信风又不自消除，信靠信风慈爱不能蒙福，若要得住泪气落，只要信靠信信靠信福这预备，信靠信福慈爱不能蒙福，若要得住泪气落，只要信靠信福，我愿在主脚前向前就田路上在主身边，住份苦的品味，住差遣的恩行，信靠信福必永无忧惊，信靠信福慈爱不能空腹，若要得住
我们再一次低头祷告。
Once again, let's bow our head in prayers.
我们端上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你差遣主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就了赦罪的救恩。
Thank you for sending Lord Jesus Christ, who have accomplished salvation on the cross.
天父，你既然已经拯救了我们，求你就拯救我们到底。
Heavenly Father, since you have saved us, we plead that you save us to the end.
求你不要任凭我们偏行己路。
We ask that do not give us over to go astray.
求你不要让我们只是徒然的相信。
Do not allow us to believe in vain.
今天我们每一个在你面前低头承认自己过犯的人。
Today, every one of us bow our head before you to confess our transgressions.
求你因着主耶稣基督的宝血再次赦免我们。
May you forgive us for the sake of the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
求你叫圣灵再次的复兴我们属灵的生命。
May you ask the Holy Spirit once again renew our spiritual lives.
叫我们不要单止只是听道，而是要行道。
Let us not merely listen to the word, but to put that into practice.
我们都会因着信而信靠并且信服真道。
Let us all by faith, we can trust and obey the way of truth.
在我们的生命上面结出得救的生命果子。
In our lives, we can bear life fruit that leads to salvation.
求你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is asked in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。